Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
My faith is always working on what I cannot see. You see, if I can see it, if I've got it, I don't need faith. If I cannot see it, then my faith works to get it. And it works. It truly does. And look at all these wonderful people, Linda Wilkins and Elizabeth Lisa and Christine Sutherland and Ariel Azada. We're just so grateful you've joined us, and people are saying things and good morning and giving me scriptures, etc. I love it. Later on, we're going to give you opportunity to ask any questions, and we will try to answer those for you. So if I'm short on something in my life, it's because I'm short on vision. My faith is always working on what I can't see. So if I'm lacking in areas of my life, it's because I'm lacking in vision for what I desire. Or I'm focusing on what I can see rather than what God said and getting myself visualized. I am what he said I am. I have what he said I have. And I can do what he said I can do. That's why we repeat that all the time. That's why we mention that every time before service. And so it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. Faith. You know, in the Old Testament, it was conquest and works. In the New Testament, it's faith and rest. It's God's grace helping us to receive all the promises that Jesus afforded for us at the finished work of the cross. When he hung on that cross, he said, it's over. Grace kicked in. Grace kicked in. Think about it. It's so powerful. The curtain, the veil that kept us separate from God, only the high priest could go through there. Only one man once a year could go into the holiest of holies. Now the holy of holies is in you and me, where God resides. See, he used to reside in the Ark of the Covenant behind the veil. When Jesus said it's done and he gave up the ghost, that veil split in two. And God said, now you can enter. Now you can come in. You've been purified. When you receive Jesus, you become righteous, and righteousness can get you into heaven. It's so, so very powerful. So what I want to say, my faith is always working on what I can't see. And then if I'm short of something in my life, it's because I'm short on vision. I haven't visualized it, or I'm focusing on only what I can see. And I'm going with my feelings and emotions and experiences and what people tell me. And there's so many people that will tell you, well, I know so-and-so, they tried to get healed and they didn't. And, you know, someone had a question last week, and maybe we'll get it again later, but I'll get to it later on, because we had a few issues with our internet last week. I don't know what happened. It wasn't us. It was the studio restream. We had an issue, so I couldn't get to all of the questions, but we'll pick them up today. Amen? So I have today, by faith, whatever I have seen myself doing. I want you to think on that. I have today, by faith, whatever I have seen myself doing. Until I see myself doing more, my faith cannot produce more. That's why I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I've got to see myself doing all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's why there's no, I can't, C-A-N-T, I can't. And like I said before, that T is the sign of the cross at the end. Jesus took the cross to Calvary, so he left the can. Amen? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Before we'd say, well, I can't do it. I haven't got the education. I'm not the right size. I'm not the right person. I'm not the right color. I'm not the right age, gender, whatever. Excuse me. Whatever excuses the devil puts in us, or we get ourselves. Remember Moses? He said, Lord, but I stutter. What shall I do? I can't do this. And he said, your brother Aaron will speak for you, but you're going to do what I tell you. And so we can't come in here and give reasons as to why we can't. We've got to give reasons as to why we can. And the reasons as to why we can do all things is because God said you can. He said you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That means I can visualize success. I can visualize healing. I can visualize children serving God. I can see it in the spiritual realm. I may not see it in the natural realm. In actual fact, what I see in the natural realm may be totally contrary to what I'm trying to achieve and attain. I'm trying to see my children serve God, and yet they're off running around doing God knows what. But that is in the natural realm. I don't focus on the natural realm and what's going on right there and now. I'm focusing on what I can't see in the natural realm and on what God said. He said, if you train up a child in the way he should go, when he's old, he will not depart from it. But that, some people say, well, I never trained my child up. I only found out about the word of God later on in life when my kids were growing and married. Well, God said, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. And if one of your desires is for your children to be saved, which it will be, he'll give you the desires of your heart. There is no way that you can find a reason that God can't bless you. There is nothing. If you've sinned, repent. If you don't believe, choose to believe. That's it. If you're walking in unforgiveness, forgive. Because these are things that will hinder your faith and stop you from attaining and getting what you need. So there is always a way you can get the word of God to become manifest in your life. There is no hopeless case. That's what I love about God. Read Psalm 136. Every verse, every single verse, and I don't know, I think there's 30, 40 of them, every verse, and his mercy endures forever. And his mercy endures forever. He saved his children from Egypt, and his mercy endures forever. He brings salvation, sozo life, and his mercy endures forever. Forever. There's a scripture we all know in Lamentations, says, I love it. It says, it is of the Lord's compassions that we are not consumed, for his mercies endure forever. And they're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. This morning, if you're watching over here, you might be in Africa right now. My brother's watching and people like that. If you're there, you've had your morning already, but still God blesses you with new mercies every single morning. I mean, really, this is just, he's amazing. Amen, amen, amen. And until I see myself doing more, my faith cannot produce more. I've got to see myself doing it. And if I don't see myself doing it, and I'm, well, then my faith cannot produce it. Amen. So faith must have a vision to act on. That's a big word for today. Note takers, write that down. Faith must have a vision to act upon. So when I can see the healing, I can see the breakthrough, I can see the ministry, I can see my children serving God because I've been in the Word and I'm getting the vision God's told me to get. When I can see that, my faith has got something to be attached to, and then it launches you into that place where you'll see the result. I just love it. Amen? My faith is currently producing everything I've seen myself attaining, achieving, doing, and taking. You see, I mean, it would be nice if God would give me a video and say, okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to start a business. And this is going to happen in the first month, and the second month that'll happen, and the third month, and he gives you the video, and then the breakthrough is going to come. And it's not like that. We spoke about the cha-cha last week. The cha-cha is 1-2 steps forward, cha-cha-cha, 3 steps backward. And it's all a process. It's all in the process. Even if you feel you've gone backwards, God will use that to propel you to your future. There is nothing wasted with God. Nothing. That's what I love about him. Every mistake I've made, God will use to propel me further. It's incredible. I've just got to repent, come to him, forgive me. These dry bones need to live. This dry dead vision can live again. This hope that I had, that I put on the shelf, can resurrect. It's an amazing thing with God. He's just so amazingly wonderful. Amen. I think, look at the woman with the issue of blood. You know, we talk about it many, many times, and many churches talk about it. Of course, it's a great story, and it's not a story, it's a truth. But it's a great learning tool because she went through something. Now, what what do you think she was seeing in the natural? What was a woman with the issue of blood seeing in the natural? She saw her money gone, wasted, 12 years of spending with doctors. She saw herself getting worse. She heard the reports of the doctor saying, can't do this. She knew she was an outcast. She knew she couldn't walk into a crowd. She had to walk around singing out, screaming out, unclean, unclean. Because if you had a flow of blood, it was unclean. You couldn't be in crowds. So if she looked in the natural, she saw hopelessness. And many people today do that. We sit down and we sit there, we meditate on what we can see, what's happened, our experiences, and that brings a hopeless case to us. It's a hopeless situation. She must have felt hopeless for, I'm sure, many years. But then she heard about a man who walked on water, about a man who healed the sick, about a man who multiplied the loaves and fed thousands of people, about a man who raised the dead. She heard something, and all of a sudden her hope started to rise. And she started to say, I mean, really, with her spiritual eyes, she saw a man who healed the sick. With her spiritual eyes, she saw all the things he did. And she said to herself, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And she repeated that over and over until, I'm telling you, she visualized what she saw. Because what she was seeing was what the doctors told her, the physicians. What she was seeing was no more money left, getting worse. She was seeing in the natural the worst of the worst. But the man, God, the man, Jesus, the Son of Man and the Son of God, he came to set captives free. He came to heal the sick. He came to cast out demons. He came to show us the way. And she heard of the man, Jesus. And she said, now, wait a minute. He's healing hopeless cases. I'm one of those. He's raising the dead. I'm going to be that soon. He's walking on water. I want to do it because I heard Peter did it. I mean, as she started to look at Jesus and the things in the spiritual realm, and her feelings and her emotions and her five senses were here, but her faith started to go up there and got higher than feelings, got higher than her five senses. And she said, no, and she pushed that down. She said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. That's, how do you do that? You visualize it. She saw it. She saw it in the spiritual realm. And boy, oh boy, she was determined. Matthew 9:21. Look at this. I'm reading this from the Amplified Classic. Matthew 9:21. She kept saying to herself, if I only touch his garment, I shall be restored to health. Whew. That is so powerful. Hey, Cindy from South Africa, God bless you. Glad you joined us today. It's a pleasure to be with you. Erica, great to see you here joining us today as well. We've got lots of people on here today. And God is awesome. Christine Sutherland said, high rising faith. I like that. High rising faith. Let's have a high rise. And every one of the floors is faith, faith, faith. I love it. High rising faith, that's great. And praise God. And so the woman who was a hopeless case saw beyond her situation in the natural. And that's what we've got to do. We have to see past the natural.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner